Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And let's see, I'm sorry, I'm answering some mail coming in. We put a new translation system up on our website, which automatically attempts to translate the page into whatever the default language for your browser is. And there are some people who are saying, I prefer it back in the English. And I'm trying to tell everybody, there's a little bar up at the top where you can just basically say, go back to the original, and it will do that. All righty, let's see. Obama to U.S. Orthodox Jews, my administration is more attentive to Israel than to Palestinians. Ooh, gee, isn't that charming? Dear Obama, I wish your administration was more attentive to the United States of America than to Israel. That's what I really think ought to be happening, because remember, Mr. Obama, you work and live in Washington, D.C. And I understand that between you and Romney and John McCain and Joe Lieberman, they're trying to crate up the White House and ship it over to Tel Aviv, but can we not be quite so obvious about it in an election year? Now, as you're, we're going to keep coming back to this. Germany has now basically gone completely public, and they're talking about Israel's nuclear weapons as a matter of fact. No more policy of ambiguity. They are real. They're on these cruise missiles that are on these German subs. And remember, Germany, as part of their war reparations, is paying for most of this. The people of Germany today, who were not even alive during World War II, are being told, yes, you must pay to give Israel weapons, even though, for the by and large, most of the people living in Israel were not alive back during World War II. And so in the name of atoning for whatever it is that was supposed to have happened in the first half of the previous century, Germany has been giving one of the world's most belligerent governments weapons of mass destruction capable of incinerating the Middle East. Not sure it's such a good idea. Israel likes to call it the Samson option. And I think it was Ariel Sharon who used to go around saying, yes, the Arabs may have all the oil, but we've got the matches. So we have a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, at least in one country, and we've known they've had nuclear weapons for quite some time. We know that they got their first fissionables from right here in the United States of America. We know that, in all probability, they left some of the fissionables inside the United States of America, in which case they were able to build a bomb and use it to blackmail our government, which would certainly explain why our government just trips over its own feet in their haste to do whatever it is that Israel says to do. This, of course, gets us back to this situation involving what is called the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and another piece of legislation called the Glenn Act. All of these laws make it a crime for the United States government to send your money to any nation that has nuclear weapons technology, that has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and does not submit to IAEA inspections. The U.S. government has been illegally taking your money and shipping it to Israel for decades, now totaling more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program, and something tells me we're never going to get a giant leap for mankind out of all this money. We're not even going to get Velcro out of this money, or any of the other wonderful technological breakthroughs that we got for the money that was spent on the moon race. This money just goes out the door, and it is gone forever. The only time you ever get to see it again is on the bloodstains all over the walls of Palestine. The United States government is breaking its own laws to take money from you and give it to Israel. So maybe there is a nuclear bomb. Actually, there is a suspected Israeli nuclear weapon in New York because there are radiation signals coming from the embassy there. And, of course, Israel will not allow an inspection. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me.
Hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on the story I was talking about just before we went to the break here, back in 2006, as part of the preparations to deal with the threat of a dirty bomb, this was back before Fukushima, when all of a sudden they started to tell us a little radiation would be good for us. So the whole dirty bomb thing kind of went away at that point. But in 2006, anti-terrorism officials were conducting a helicopter scan of Manhattan Island in New York, actually all of New York, not just Manhattan Island. They wanted to create what is called a baseline map, because there are radioactive sources in any city, hospitals, university laboratories, or there are going to be places where there is radiation, and it's supposed to be there because it's part of what they're doing. So they wanted a baseline map. They were going to get this radiation map and say, okay, these are the sources we know are there and they're benign. Therefore, if we do another scan in the future and we see a new radioactive source, that's something that we should go take a look at. So far, so good. Surprise, surprise. Big, huge radioactive spike over the Israeli embassy. And of course, officially no comment on why there should be so much radiation around the Israeli embassy. Israel wouldn't allow inspections, obviously. Diplomatic immunity, you can't come in here. And so I think at this point, because most embassy people are not nuclear technicians, and probably if they knew about it, wouldn't be all that excited to be living and working next to a radioisotope source every single day of their lives. It raises the possibility, and again, we know that Israel got their first generation of nuclear weapons built using fissionables they got from the United States of America. There was this NUMEX scandal where a whole bunch of weapons-grade uranium went missing, and this nuclear fuel reprocessing plant was owned by Israelis, and just the material disappeared there. There was also a huge materials unaccounted for scandal at the Savannah River plant. And I remember watching that on TV, you know, enough material has disappeared to build several nuclear bombs. And then 24 hours later, oh, we just figure it's plated on the interior of the plumbing, and so we don't need to worry about it anymore. And that was the end of that story. So since the weapons-grade uranium started out inside the United States of America, all Israel had to do was keep enough of it here to build a couple of bombs. They don't need to worry about smuggling it out to Israel and then back in again. It's already here. And once you have the fissionables, building an actual bomb, that's actually a trivial exercise. All a uranium bomb is a pipe with two chunks of weapons-grade uranium and either compressed gas or explosive to shove them together to form the critical mass, and then they go bang. That's it. That's the secret of the uranium bomb. So what if Israel, our good, trusted friend in the Middle East, got all this weapons-grade uranium here in the United States of America, and they took only part of it back to Israel, and they built a couple of bombs right here in the United States of America. And they don't have to be small because they're not being transported. They just build them, wall them up someplace inside the basement of the embassy or in a couple of other places, and say, look, you either go on giving us money and, you know, reporting the news the way we want, you know, or we'll start blowing up cities and say the Arabs did it. But I just found that story again from 2006, Israeli embassy in New York City, a radiation hotspot, and I've just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. So we'll probably get our servers hacked here before the show is over. Meanwhile, Ohio Senator Rob Portman is in Israel with the U.S. ambassador to Israel, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak, which means he is now number one on the hit parade to be Romney's vice presidential pick. Now, on Friday's show, we're going to be talking about persistent rumors that Mitt Romney plans to name John McCain as Secretary of Defense and Joe, what party am I in today, Lieberman, as Secretary of State. That will basically complete the takeover of the U.S. government by Israel. And you can look forward to seeing all of your children die in wars on Israel's enemies here. Let us see. There's a funny article out there by Norm Finkelstein. This is the title. New Gallup poll shows that 16 of Abraham Foxman's 37 chins supports a Palestinian state, while 20 oppose and one abstained. I'm not sure I like the personal attack in the title, but what it basically is the article is all about is Abe Foxman coming out and screaming that the U.S. government is not standing firm enough against the possibility of Palestine unilaterally declaring itself to be a state, and saying, you know, Israel's feeling is that the Palestinians will only have a state with good faith negotiations with Israel. And the reason this is so absurd, of course, is go back and look at how Israel came into being. David Ben-Gurion rejected the United Nations two-state proposal, the partition plan, and it simply walks outdoors in the middle of Palestine and says, this is now Israel. Unilaterally. No negotiations, no good faith, nothing at all. 24 hours later, Harry Truman recognized the new nation of Israel, goaded by Chaim Weizmann, and that was it. And so what Israel is saying is, we have the right to simply declare ourselves to be in existence, but nobody else does. And again, it's that double standard and that hypocrisy that is so alienating to all the decent people of the world, even to Jews living outside of Israel. They're starting to get fed up with this thing, beginning to understand it is Israel's actions that represent the greatest threat to the peace and safety of the world's Jewish population. And they're getting fed up with this whole thing. I have a lot of people who write me and just say, you know, I know religiously we're supposed to support Israel and we're never supposed to say anything bad about, you know, our fellow Jews and everything, but man, this is just getting out of control. All righty, let's see. I got that one down, and I'm basically pouring through this thing. Now, over in Egypt, the protests are continuing. They are now calling it a reclamation of their revolution. And they are upset about Mubarak's getting a life sentence instead of being hung the way Saddam was. And they're more upset over the fact that all of Mubarak's top security officials were let go, set free. Basically got a get-out-of-jail-free card. And what they're seeing is the revolution has been hijacked by operatives from the United States of America and Israel, and Egypt's new government is starting to act just like the old government, which is the classic post-revolution mistake. When you start a new country, you better start a new country. But if you come in on the heels of a revolution and think you can go back to the same kind of graft and corruption that made the old government wealthy, not going to fly. When we talk about the French Revolution as a singular, that's not accurate. There were several revolutions, one after the other after the other, and the people from the first revolution wound up feeling the guillotine on the sixth and seventh revolutions. From 1793 to 1808, it was revolution after revolution after revolution, until finally they got a government that said, we'd better start taking care of the French people, or we're not going to be here very long. So the Egyptians are thinking, they're back in the streets, and they're saying they want honest elections, and they want a government responsive to their needs. It's not just going to sell them back into the slavery of private central bankers. It's not going to sell Egypt's natural gas that is needed for their own economic development over to Israel at below market rates. They're very angry. They have a right to be. Sad little piece of news before we come up on the end of the break here. Ray Bradbury, the science fiction writer, has passed away at the age of 91, and you can't complain too much about reaching 91. But he was a very good guy. I had the very good fortune to work with him on more than a few occasions. And he was a really swell guy. And I don't want to go into details because some of it was kind of personal. But I just kept bumping into him time and time again. And he was a good guy. He was a very good guy. Never took himself too seriously. Never let the fame get to his head. And he just, he will be missed. Absolutely. Alrighty, we're going to start talking here for the rest of this hour about some serious issues regarding Fukushima. There has been a development with the secondary cooling system, actually the primary cooling system. As you're probably aware, these reactors are still generating heat from spontaneous uncontrolled fission in some cases, or just from decay processes of the fission byproducts. Reactors are not like a gas or a coal burner where you shut off the fuel and everything starts cooling down. The remnants of the fission process are themselves decaying and producing heat, which is why long after the fuel rods are no longer used to generate power, they have to be kept cool. And Reactor 4 has this emergency cooling system they sort of built and bolted on there because the one inside the building isn't working. And apparently they're having problems with it, where the secondary cooling system motor has burned out and the primary was already shut down. And so it's starting to get warmer and warmer. We're being reassured that they will have the cooling system running again before the interior of the reactor gets hot enough to pose a problem, but they've been saying things like that all along. What we do know is that for the last 3 days, reports on the actual temperature of reactor number 4 are strangely missing. Normally it's a daily report. They've never missed a day before, let alone 3 in a row. So something may be happening over there that we need to look at here. All righty, we're coming up on the end of the segment here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call on in and share what you want to be thinking about. We are about 40 minutes away from being joined by a survivor of the USS Liberty. We'll be right back.
Do you you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still getting in final numbers and figures on the Scott Walker recall. Basically, what it comes down to is Walker spent 88% of the money to get 53% of the vote. And that 53% of the vote is after the blocking of student voters over a technicality in the residency requirements and this apparently statewide massive campaign of robocalling directed at the people who signed the recall petitions, telling them they didn't need to vote, that their signature on the recall petition was being counted as their vote. They could stay home, be comfortable, don't bother going to the polling places, the typical dirty tricks that we see the money junkies do to maintain their control over the United States of America. And, of course, what they have done is they've just sent out a message to the other governors of the 49 states. You go on serving the money junkies. You crush down your people. You punish the teachers and the police and the firefighters. You make them give up their pensions because we looted the pensions anyway, and there's nothing in there to give them anyway. But you go on protecting the money junkies, and we will protect your job. That is the real reality of what Walker's, you'll pardon the expression, victory yesterday really means. The GOP has become the party of the money junkies. They don't think police officers deserve a living wage and retirement benefits. They don't think teachers ought to be given decent wages and retirement benefits, or firefighters. They want them all living on minimum wage, and as soon as you're no longer useful, go on out and hang yourself like a decent patriotic American ought to do, because we need all that money to prop up this banking system. Get it to perpetuate a little bit longer so it's somebody else's problem to deal with when it finally implodes. We don't want it to. We know it's going to implode. We know this whole thing's going to come crashing down. We are just willing to impoverish all of America to make sure that it just moves a little further into the future, kites it on till it's somebody else's problem to deal with. I think we might as well let it come crashing down right here and right now, and at least have it crash down around the people whose mortgage-backed security fraud caused most of it. But the money junkies will spare no expense of other people's money to keep themselves immune from the consequences of what they've been doing. Meanwhile, over in Rhode Island, the General Assembly has voted to decriminalize marijuana, which is not quite the same as legalization. Apparently, you're going to get a traffic ticket over there. And basically, the penalty for possession of marijuana is a $150 civil fine, which is less than what you would get for here in Hawaii driving without a seatbelt. So if you like your marijuana, move to Rhode Island. Let's see. It's snowing in Idaho. Here we are in June. It's snowing in Idaho. So much for global warming. Now, another story I want to talk about here. We're going to do some science and health stuff while we're waiting for our guest to come on in half an hour here. I have talked a lot about high fructose corn syrup and how it is not really the kind of sugar that we evolved to digest correctly, and that high fructose corn syrup causes all kinds of medical issues. It can over-provoke an insulin reaction, which will give you symptoms of hypoglycemia in certain susceptible individuals, of which I am one. I have to avoid high fructose corn syrup. And why is it so popular if there's so much harm to it? Well, because it's cheap. It's very inexpensive compared to cane sugar or beet sugar. And unlike cane sugar and beet sugar, which can actually settle out and crystallize over time, high fructose corn syrup will stay dissolved in liquids as it's sitting in that shipping container or that truck or in the warehouse. So they can let it sit on the shelf a lot longer, which cuts losses and cuts, spoilage. So it's all about money junkie thinking. We're going to put stuff in this product. It may not be the best for the end consumer, but it's best for our bottom line. It's the money junkie thinking out there. So the high fructose corn syrup lobby, if you will, was trying to get permission from the FDA to rename itself as corn sugar. And this was a very dangerous situation because once you start calling it corn sugar, dropping the word corn becomes very easy to do. And the food companies want to conceal the presence of high fructose corn syrup from wise shoppers the way they're currently disguising monosodium glutamate. MSG, which confuses that part of the brain that tells you when you are full, is used in all kinds of packaged food products. Now, it can give you migraine headaches and all the kinds of other issues like that. But the food companies want to go on putting it in there because when they put it in the food, you will eat more of the food, which means you're back at the market that much sooner to buy more of whatever it is you're eating. And so they just love this stuff. In a planet with rampant starvation, American food corporations are loading up the food they sell you at the supermarkets with chemicals to make you eat more, because that's good for the bottom line. It's money junkie thinking. And then they say, oh, we have an obesity epidemic. Well, instead of taking out the chemicals that make you eat more, we'll just sell you exercise machines and DVDs and books and all this other stuff, because that makes even more money. Well, the FDA told him no. They have to go on calling it high fructose corn syrup so you can keep an eye out for it. Stay away from the stuff. It is nasty. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. You're just finishing up on the thing about high fructose corn syrup. As you remember yesterday, we had this other story where apparently one of the chemicals that is used in a lot of these soft drinks is recognized as a carcinogen. And now California is starting to say, you got to put a label on the bottle. You know, drinking this stuff could give you cancer. And, of course, the soda pop, we can't do that. Our sales will plummet. And so there's a big fight brewing over there. Kind of reminds me of this old Monty Python routine of the sweet shop. And we're going to put in there whatever we think is going to increase sales and make money, and we don't care if it's good for somebody or not. Interesting, sort of an ironic adjunct to that. I'm watching the Corporate Reader right now, and they're doing this big story about how McDonald's responding to concerns about how the contents of the McRib sandwich are being processed. They're going to go to more humane ways of tearing these little critters apart, which is all well and good. I'm a farm kid. I understand that that meat in the supermarket doesn't just show up out of a clear blue sky wrapped in plastic. You know, there's, you know, a process that you go through to feed on other life forms. But sometimes I have to wonder about our really screwed up priorities, because they're basically talking here about really wanting to be as humane as possible in preparing lunch. This from the same government that just gunned down a wedding party, killing women and children, saying it's no big deal. It's one of the reasons we have that T-shirt we sell at our store, Welcome to the USA, where torture is legal, but cruelty to animals is a crime. It's like the animals. There's more concern for animals than for human beings in the United States of America. We're going to be humane how we make our little pork sandwich down here, but we're going to go on waterboarding those gosh darn Arab Muslims until they confess to whatever we want them to confess to. Yes, Ahmed over there just confessed to personally nailing Jesus to the cross, whatever. Now, interesting story came up here. Conservative bloggers say they're targets of dangerous swatting prank. Now, as you're probably already aware, people in the alternative media, they're under constant attack. Hackers are trying to break into our servers, break into our computers, wreck things as much as possible, cause all kinds of problems. Years ago, had this guy calling all of our clients that we were making commercials for and saying, you can't do business with him. He's an anti-Semite. You know, he has a picture of Hitler he kisses when he goes to bed and all this other nonsense. So that kind of stuff goes on all the time. But now it's being escalated to a new level because bloggers are reporting that SWAT teams from the police are showing up at their home and basically kicking down the door expecting there's some big crisis inside requiring an armed response. And it turns out it is a bunch of these hoax phone calls that are going out there. And the phone calls are going through some kind of a system which allows the caller to disguise their origin. And it's not just the caller ID. Remember, there are two forms to caller ID. And there is the public caller ID, which is the one that's very easy to spoof or change and say, I'm not really that person. Then there's supposed to be the internal caller ID, which is supposed to be immune from alteration so that the police really can track down where malicious phone calls are coming from. But apparently there is a way to spoof that, too, if you have the resources of a nation state. And so apparently some of these operatives who are opposed to an alternative media, getting the truth out there, are calling the police near the homes of conservative bloggers and saying, oh, he's set his wife on fire. He's doing this. He's doing that. And so the SWAT teams are showing up and basically kicking down the doors and causing all kinds of a ruckus. And it's just the latest in a campaign of terroristic harassment of bloggers. And it is an act of terrorism. Because when you're using these kind of stunts to coerce people to change their political reporting, that is, as defined in the USA Patriot Act, a form of terrorism. Unfortunately, these people never get investigated or arrested. And I remember the one time that we reported hacker attacks on our server to the FBI, and their attitude was basically, well, we've been told we're not allowed to investigate hacker attacks on anti-war websites. I mean, shit. Peace break out? What kind of a silly thing like that? The economy would collapse without war and illegal drugs all over the country from one place to the other. So they're calling it swatting, and it's apparently another dirty trick that the opponents of truth are starting to use to cause as much trouble for people as they can. Interesting little story came in the other day. Vatican scolds nun for book on sexuality. And the first thing that comes into my mind is we need to get sex out of the books and back into the choir loft where it belongs. And the reason that came to mind, of course, is this continuing scandal over the former Archbishop of Milwaukee, Cardinal Dolan, who apparently was handing out money to pedophile priests to help them ease their transition into civilian life because they got kicked out of the church. And in a way, it was hush money because he said, we'll give you this money if you will quietly leave the church and not make a stink about it because, you know, goodness knows the church has got this horrible reputation as being a den of iniquities and vice and sexual molestation of children. So this stands in stark contrast to a guy named Robert Hodson, who was also a priest, who was an advocate for the victims of child molestation by clergy. And he was kicked out of the church. No $20,000, no easing to civilian life. They just said, you get out of here. Pedophile priests were treated far more kindly and compassionately than the one priest who was trying to do something about the problem. Really, it is. It is just amazing. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Dan in Texas. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm not sure what you're complaining about here. I misunderstand you, perhaps. high fructose corn syrup and radiation from Fukushima. These are evolutionary necessities to thin population. In the future evolved man, the evolved man who's naturally selected strong enough to survive it will glow in the dark in the future, and they'll have to rewrite the anatomy and physiology books and cellular biology books and all the law, medical schools, because that will all become vestigial organs. We'll no longer have a stomach and intestines, and we'll be just fine. And those of you who don't make it through, will natural selection just thin you out.
Well, I guess that's that explains what's happening to me as I approach my 60th birthday. That's funny. That is really very funny. Thank you very much.
Well, isn't that how evolution works?
Well, evolution, actually, I think we can say that evolution is the response to the changing environment, but I'm not sure it's really smart to make that environment toxic to ourselves. That's not evolution, that's stupidity.
Well, it's maybe necessary to thin the population.
There are some people who would agree with you, and again, it's a question of will civilization support the population? And if you have wise and prudent government, they're going to work to always keep the infrastructure capable of supporting a population. But when you have a government that just gets greedy and they think the population is just a bunch of herd animals from whom wealth can be harvested, and they're not taking care of the infrastructure, it reaches a point where they've let it deteriorate. And they start thinking, should we spend the money to actually improve life so that it can support the population? And some will say, it's too much money. Let's just thin them out here. Thin out the herd. Cull out the dullards and everything. And, you know, it's going to be cheaper that way. And so basically when you see these arguments about population control, it's usually an admission that the leaders of that society just don't want to bother doing the job that being a leader of society entails anymore. They don't want to fix the roads and the bridges, and they don't want to get the food support infrastructure back up and running again, and they don't want to build the necessary improvements to the power structure. They just want to live off their wealth and let it be somebody else's problem down the road. And, you know, unfortunately, sadly, that kind of an attitude is usually the harbinger of a new dark age, which is what I think we're going to be in if they get this nuclear world war going. All righty, we're going to move on to another story here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. There was this guy up in North Dakota who got arrested by the local SWAT team, and they tracked him down using a Predator drone from the Department of Homeland Security. So when you're talking about the drones overhead, they're not all these little flimsy, electrically powered fan things that people like to show on TV. The U.S. government is deploying Predator drones over the United States of America to keep an eye on you. These are the same Predator drones armed with missiles blowing up wedding parties. Okay, and apparently this whole thing began over six cows that walked onto his property, and a dispute over whether he should return the cows to the rightful owner, who apparently left the fence open or the gate open. And it just escalated from there and wound up with a Predator drone being deployed to keep an eye on this guy. Now, he's basically in court defending this situation as a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And at some point, we have to draw a line of having this constant peeking over our shoulders and these overreactions by police and law enforcement to really trivial minor stuff. I mean, pregnant women getting tasered over, you know, seatbelt not being fastened and that kind of nonsense. It really is amazing here. All righty, let's see. We have another caller on the line who identifies himself as Sovereign Man from Freedom Land, and he's got the cape on and the spandex and everything else. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I don't have spandex. I have I have jeans made out of cannabis. Or
good for you. Don't go near Rhode Island. They're going to rip those things right off you.
It's a great segue there, Mike. I happen to attend that Bilderberg event down in Chantilly, Virginia this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. How close
did you get? And on Friday night, just as the thunderstorm or hurricane, whatever you want to call it, the remnants of the hurricane came through, I had packed up all my gear. I didn't want to damage my video equipment. So I was running for the car, and then we get to the car, and my leg is like it's on fire. My right leg is on fire. So I asked the individual that I was with to take me to the Sunoco station right up the road where next to the Hyatt. I went in there, and I looked at my leg, and I had approximately a 4-inch pink circle on my leg.
Okay.
Now, this persisted for approximately five to six hours afterward. I mean, it felt like, it felt like maybe I was hit with, like, pepper spray on my leg. But I'm just curious if there's anybody else that attended the Bilderberg conference that has exerted any of these symptoms. I had heard that there were, that there was other individuals that were, you know, they had bouts of confusion, also feeling like they were upset, their stomach was upset, like nauseated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there are probably all kinds of things being tested at this sort of event. I mean, the money junkies are getting scared, and anybody who can come up and say, I've got a device that's going to keep you alive a little bit longer, they say, yes, here's more money, and so forth. Now, pepper spray on your skin, I don't think it provokes that much of a reaction. Pepper spray is mostly directed into people's eyes and nasal cavities and mucous membranes of the mouth, where, yes, it will burn and sting, but on your regular skin with epithelium, I don't think the effect is that pronounced.
I've experienced it. It is very pronounced.
Unless you know you got hit with pepper spray, there's another possibility.
I've been hit with pepper spray, so I know what it feels like on the flesh.
Okay, all right.
The police, they use 17% bear spray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me back up here because maybe I didn't hear you correctly. Did you say that you were sprayed? You know for a fact you were sprayed with something?
No, not at all. There's another possibility. Directed energy or electromagnetic.
That's where I was going to go. You know these little pain guns, these little portable torture machines that they've all got? It's basically like a microwave oven with a focused beam, and they can point that at you, and it boils the water in your skin to cause pain. They're claiming it leaves no permanent lasting damage, but basically it's flogging with all the modern improvements, and it sounds to me like maybe somebody was just playing around with his gizmo and decided to use you as a target of convenience.
There's also frequency weapons. They can induce frequencies. I suggest you, have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Roger Tulsis?
No, I have not.
He has a website, if I might give it out, if that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would rather have you email it to me so that I can take a look at the information before we put it on out there. So thank you very much for that. But, yeah, we know that this whole idea of civil rights and rule of law and everything is kind of fading away from the American scene, and we know that the government and the money junkies are preparing to deal with an armed insurrection in the United States of America. And they're putting drones over our heads, and they're getting these pain guns and gas guns, and there's this LED flashlight that supposedly will disorient you and make you nauseous, and all this other stuff that they like to play with. The good news is they're arming for the previous revolution, because this revolution that is about to happen to us is not going to be one with armed conflict in the streets. It's going to be won the way Occupy is already doing it. You stand out there where the public can see you and say to all of the world's banks and investors, we are not going to be the guarantee of treasury bonds. We are not going to be the financiers of last resort for the credit default swaps. We're not going to underwrite Wall Street's criminal activity and failures any longer because we don't have any more money to be given. And on the day that message gets out there, you're going to see all the foreign investors who've parked trillions of dollars in this country on the promise that the American taxpayer will always be forced to cover losses. They're going to yank that money. It's going to be like the movie Rollover for real. And the whole system is going to come crashing down. We don't need a violent revolution. We just need for all 300 million Americans to stand up at the same time and say, we're not going to pay the bills any longer. This is not what the Constitution says the federal government has the right to do. The government is supposed to do for us, the people, what the people need and cannot do for ourselves. It is not here to serve Wall Street. It is not here to serve Israel. It is not here to wage unprovoked war across the rest of the globe in order to try and balance the books of a banking system which, by design, plunges the nation into debt permanently. That's how this revolution will be won. We don't need to march into Washington, D.C. We just need to survive and be visible long enough, and the whole system will come crashing down the way it did in the Soviet Union. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, earlier in the program, we were talking about a very obvious lack of foresight by our leaders who will go out there and we're going to get Iran, and they either didn't think or just didn't care what damage to the rest of the world Stuxnet was going to do, wrecking factories all over Russia and Asia and the rest of the world that use those Siemens controllers. Now they've got the new one out, Flame, that has handed criminal hackers a whole new toolkit of military-grade software with which to carry out their sending their Viagra ads all over the world. And it's very scary to have these kinds of dangerous potential technologies out there under the control of people who are just using them on a whim and not thinking about the long-term consequences. And there's another example of that right now. The agenda by the war hawks going into Libya was, we've got to smash that state bank. We've got to end the gold dinar because it's a threat to all this debt-based paper currency with which we rule the world. And they invaded Libya. They smashed the government. They killed Gaddafi. They tore down the state bank, put a private central bank in charge, issuing paper money. The gold dinar went away. Nobody even knows where the gold went. Maybe it was dumped on the market to keep gold prices down, keep everybody in the equities market. Unintended consequences. Gaddafi's was spending a great deal of Libya's money on what is called vector control for pests. Now, here in the United States of America, we're certainly seeing it here in Hawaii as the state and local budgets dry up. They stop going around, you know, trying to keep the rat population down, trying to keep the mosquito population down. We used to have a program here in Hawaii where every time it rained, state workers would go out to the standing water and pour a little kerosene on there so that the mosquito larvae would die. And we wouldn't have a lot of mosquitoes annoying the heck out of the tourists. Well, they don't do that anymore. So now we've got major mosquito problems out here, dengue fever. Sorry, tourism board, but that's the reality out here. So what happened when they smashed Libya is efforts to control locusts in North Africa collapsed. And now they've got locust plagues all over North Africa, devastating crops and plunging the whole place into starvation and poverty. I'm sure the preachers are out there saying, it's the wrath of God for not doing what we told you to. This is what you get for ratting out Father O'Flaccid for what he did to you in the quiet loft. But the locust plagues that are hitting Africa right now are because the guy who was leading the fight to keep the locusts under control got killed as part of the price of forcing a private central bank onto Libya. So there's unintended consequences. And the point here isn't whether it's good or bad to invade other countries and steal them for your own use and kill the leaders therein, but that every time you do something on that kind of a scale where you're messing with somebody else's entire country, there are going to be consequences. When you go in and you send this computer malware in to wreck Iran's nuclear power infrastructure, there's going to be a consequence when it breaks out into the rest of the world and starts wrecking factories all over the place that are using those same style Siemens controllers, including potentially Fukushima's emergency systems, all of which failed to work correctly in the aftermath of the quake and tsunami. We have leaders who've got the keys to nuclear weapons and other really horrific means of waging war, and they are using them without considering the possibility of what they're doing to the rest of the planet. Their entire attitude is no price is too great for victory. Victory or death. Unfortunately, it's going to be everybody's death. They don't get this stuff under control. All right. We're coming up here on station break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Richard Larry Weaver about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. He was on the Fantail. He was